Hi, everybody. I hope you've been doing very well, and welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something that I personally think touches each and every one of us more than we probably realize. And this is something that I've deemed kind of what I would like to call hunger. Not necessarily physical hunger, like the craving for food or drinks, but spiritual hunger, which is the longing for meaning or for belonging. And the longing for connection or for something larger than ourselves. Many of us live with this hunger every day, but instead of listening to it, we usually disguise it. We distract it or we feed it with things that never truly satisfy us. So today's episode is really about naming that hunger and exploring where it shows up in our lives and learning how to nourish our souls in ways that are lasting and real. Spiritual hunger is subtle. It rarely announces itself in clear language. Instead, it tends to disguise itself. Sometimes it comes out as some form of restlessness, that urge to constantly stay busy, to fill every moment so we don't have to sit with the quiet. Sometimes it takes the form of people-pleasing, chasing approval and validation in the hope that love will finally fill the emptiness. And sometimes it shows up in more physical ways, whether it's overeating, overdrinking, or even compulsive spending. Really at its core, all of these behaviors, I think, are our souls crying out in a way that says, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty, feed me. The challenge is that most of us misread these signals. We think we're craving sugar when we're really craving sweetness in a relationship. We think we're craving achievement when we're really craving a sense of purpose. We think we're craving comfort when really we're craving the safety of truly being seen. When we don't recognize what the soul is asking, we end up feeding it with substitutes. And these substitutes can give us a temporary lift, but they leave us emptier than before. It's like drinking salt water when you're thirsty. It seems to quench that thirst, but in reality, it deepens the thirst. So how do we tune in to the soul's real hunger? I think the first step is listening. And listening in this context is going to require stillness. It means creating moments in our everyday lives where we actually pause, where we take a breath. And when we ask ourselves, what am I truly craving right now? So for example, let's say you've had a stressful day and you find yourself reaching for a snack probably multiple times throughout the day. I'm guilty of this. But before you do, maybe try pausing to ask, like, is my body actually hungry or is my heart hungry? Maybe what you're really craving is rest or even connection or just simply a moment to exhale and take a breath. I think over time, this practice of asking, of slowing down enough to listen, it kind of becomes this doorway to discernment. It helps us separate these surface cravings from what our soul is probably truly longing for. So it's important to note that spiritual hunger is often amplified by the culture that we live in. We're taught that productivity equals worth. So we keep ourselves endlessly busy, thinking that achievement will fill us. We're told that beauty and youth, of course, are the ultimate goals. So we chase external validation instead of cultivating our inner radiance. And I think we're also bombarded with all this advertising that promises happiness if we only buy something, consume something, or upgrade, up-level, etc. All of this creates a cycle where our deepest longings are consistently redirected towards these shallow substitutes. And no wonder many of us feel so chronically unfulfilled. So at its essence, the soul longs for, I think, a few universal things: connection, meaning, rest, beauty, and love. So if we think about connection, our soul is longing for this connection with the divine, even with the earth and with the people who, or with people in general, who can see us fully. The soul is also hungry for meaning, or this sense that our lives have purpose beyond the daily grind of getting up, working that 8 to 5, 9 to 5, coming home, doing the dishes, like the routines that we have. Our soul is also really hungry for rest. And I don't mean just pure sleep, even though most of us need a lot of sleep, but I think it's that kind of rest that comes from being at peace with ourselves. And I also think that the soul is really hungry for beauty and love, and beauty in the sense that it's the awe that we feel when we encounter nature, or even when we encounter a beautiful piece of art. And that love is not romantic love, but it's this deeper love of being held and belonging. So when we learn to feed these hungers directly rather than through these substitutes, we begin to experience a fullness that none of these quick fixes can truly offer. So what does this look like in everyday life? Well, it can mean setting aside time each morning not to just scroll on your phone endlessly, but really it's to sit in silence. It's to breathe and check in with your inner world. And I say this with the full knowledge that many of us we don't have a lot of time. Like we really, especially in the morning. So it's not usually realistic for everybody to do this, but I personally think even laying in your bed for just 2 or 3 minutes, taking a few deep breaths, placing your hand on your heart, and doing a quick check-in with that inner world before starting each morning. I think also it can mean choosing to cultivate authentic relationships rather than a lot of these shallow connections. It could also mean maybe creating art, even if nobody ever sees it. And simply really because your soul is hungering for beauty, but it's also hungering for creation and creativity. It could also mean relearning how to rest or how to say no to constant busyness and yes to quieter evenings, yes to contemplation and prayer, yes to having a slow walk, yes to connecting to the earth, all of these things. And sometimes I think it's just as simple as practicing gratitude, because gratitude teaches us to notice what is already nourishing us, right? Rather than fixating on what's missing. So what are really the consequences of ignoring hunger? Well, of course, we all have seasons where we ignore this deeper hunger. But if left unattended for too long, spiritual hunger can turn into, I think, despair, anxiety, or even some form of numbness. We begin to feel disconnected from ourselves and from others and even from life itself. This is why attending to your spiritual hunger is not necessarily a luxury, but it's a necessity. So just as the body weakens without food, the soul is going to wither without its nourishment. So if we look across traditions, spiritual hunger has always been acknowledged. In Christianity, we have Jesus who's saying, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." In Buddhism, the concept of craving is central. The recognition that much of our suffering comes from confusing what we think we want with what we truly need. Even in indigenous traditions, they remind us that hunger is also relational. Our souls long for harmony with the earth and even with the ancestors. I think these teachings, though different in language, they point to the same truth, right? Hunger is not a flaw. It's a compass. It's the way that the soul points us back to what really matters. So let me kind of ask you a question as I'm closing this up. This is just food for thought today. What are you really hungry for? Not really the surface craving, but the deeper longing that's underneath it all. What would it look like to feed that hunger for you today, even in a very small way? Gratitude, beauty, rest, love, connection, meaning. I think these are all the foods of the soul. When we choose them consciously, our lives shift. We move from restless seeking into genuine presence. And I think we discover that what we've truly been longing for has been available all along. So today, I just wanted to offer you perhaps a moment to sit down and think about your life, and taking a break when you feel these different types of hunger, but really asking, what are you truly hungry for? And hopefully you'll have the moment to listen a little bit more deeply and to feed your soul in a different way that is more lasting and a way that is more real and more holy. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to quite a short episode, but just some food for thought today. And I hope everybody is taking care of themselves in the world abroad. And I hope you have a great week ahead. All right, bye-bye.